Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory be unto the Most High God. We bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We're trying to figure out what is going on with the system so I can be able to pull you all up. Bless the Lord. Well, we're going to glorify the Lord and magnify the Lord and try to do this while I am actually speaking to you. We thank God again for the last night that God has given us to glorify him and magnify him. Looking forward to a move of God and the fire of the anointing to have its way tonight through glory to God. Our dear sister, Pastor Betty, bless the Lord. And we thanking God, glory to God, for her submission and allowing the Spirit of the Lord to accept the invitation, glory to God, to deliver his word. Just pray for me in the background. We all of a sudden, the system just went down, but we believe in God. It's coming back up, and we're going to connect and continue to let's go and let God have his way. The enemy is a liar, and he is, glory to God, not going to have, glory to God, any interruption tonight. So sometimes little hurdles come, but we already know that, glory to God, our God is in control, and there's nothing going to stop the move of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We thank you for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we've made our choice, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thanking you, glory to God. Hallelujah, for bringing this system back up, rebuking any things that will come up, glory to God, to interfere. We know this is the face of the hand of the enemy, but nevertheless, we're not going to be distracted by what he's doing. We're going to stand on the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. Thank you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for the move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We're going to concentrate on where we're going, not where we're standing at this minute, in the name of Jesus. So God, we bless you, we thank you, and we glorify you. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. We believe in him. Glory to God. This is a now he's trying to freeze it, but hallelujah. I pray you in the background doing what you do best, prayer warriors. Pray that this thing be loose. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Revache, this is my God is on board. There ain't nothing like prayer. Hallelujah. When you stand on the word and speak it and decree it and hallelujah, have faith, my God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God for that amazing grace. I bless you, glory to God. I thank you as we come in your presence with the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude. You be glorified. Hallelujah. The devil can be horrified. We're going to put him at our feet. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Send him back to the dry places whence he came. We have lift your holy name. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you. We adore you. We praise and magnify. How excellent is thy name. A very present help in the time of trouble. God, we bless you tonight for the word of God that will come forth in the name of Jesus, walking in the power and authority that the Lord has given this young woman. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing these, your prayer warriors. Thank you for the faithful ones that come on every week praying every Monday night and all throughout the different times of the day in their own prayer time. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for every time and opportunity on the second and fourth Sunday that you give us to bring forth some, glory to God, one of your servants that will deliver the message of God, the bread of life, God, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to come in your presence. And God, we come, glory to God, with anticipation and expectancy, hallelujah, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Ah, God, I bless you, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that you have called out and set apart for such a time as this. We pray for those that are going through right now. We pray for those that are hurting. We are praying for those, glory to God, hallelujah, that don't even know you in the part of their sins. And for those, glory to God, that, hallelujah, that know you but still yet struggling with their relationship with you or trying to have one. So we bless you today. We thank you. And I give all praise and glory unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have to give that one to him. Praise the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Something that I heard Bishop Dale Bonner say that's powerful. Praise God. Let the weak say that I'm strong. Not in our own strength, but to the grace of God. We walk in. Amen. And for his renewed mercies that he gives us every day. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm going to open the line real quick, like for put Mother Alexander on the spot if she's. Wait a minute. Let's see if not Mother, just Mother Alexander. Let me say something real, real, real quick. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I'm sorry. I just clicked the wrong name open, so let me roll back again. Praise the Lord. We're going to get it together. That little rush right there threw me off a little bit, just a little bit. But we're going to be online in a minute. Praise God for, when I say online, in the spirit realm. So we all can be on one accord. Praise God. Mother Alexander, will you kindly open us up in prayer? Praise God. And we'll have our scripture reading. Then we're going to have none other than our own Pastor Betty Pugh get ready for glory to God for her to bring the word of God. So we're not going to waste any more time. Even though it's only 7:07, we're still going to give plenty of space for her to share what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through her. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord. Thanking you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Thanking you for how good you've been to us, Lord God. For there is none like you, Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name today, Lord God. We give you all the glory and all the praise. For you are the God that heal, you are the God that deliver, and you are the God that provide. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us, Lord God, because only you keep us. Thank you for bringing us together, Lord Jesus. Only you could do it, Lord God. For you are a God that hears cries, Lord. And we know, Lord God, that your promise is said if we pray. So we know prayer is the key for all things. No matter what it looks like, we're still standing on the word of God, claiming victory through the storm, because there is no weapon that form against us shall prosper if we stand and the promises of God claim a victory. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord God, for the word that you gave the sister to bring to us tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Strengthen our Lord God. Keep our going on and standing faithful in your word, Lord God. Because, Lord, these days you see it all, Heavenly Father. So help us to continue to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. We thank the Lord. Glory to God. Can you still hear me, Mother Alexander?
Hello. I heard you.
Oh, okay, then I just want to make sure that you are
I hear
for
you.
Okay, I thought the phone had clicked up. I only have your line open. That's all. So I just want to make sure. Praise God. Amen. We bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Y'all be patient tonight. We had a little bit of disturbance, but we know, glory to God, God has the answer to every situation. Praise his holy name. All righty, then. Our scripture reading will be coming out of Matthew, the 28th chapter. Praise God. And it will start at the 18th verse. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and to do I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. The Bible let us know that Jesus said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, that he will be with us always. Amen. Praise God. And reminding us, glory to God, that he have a plan for us. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, I know the plans of the day. Also, I know the thoughts I think toward you, they're for good and not for evil, to give you that expected end, to bless you, to prosper you, and to give you, glory to God, a future. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to get ready tonight, glory to God, to hear none other than a woman of God that loves the Lord. Glory to God. She's out of Columbia, South Carolina. And she's, glory to God, a woman that, glory to God, real seek the face of the Lord to hear what thus said the Lord. One thing I admire about her, she does not want to talk or say or minister or preach or teach or just even give advice off the top of her head. She wants to hear from the Lord thy God, glory to God, what is he saying unto the church. So I praise God for the teaching ministry on the inside of her. Praise God. I got a little caught up. I didn't, not only she's from Columbia, South Carolina, she has two children, glory to God. They are grown, and her oldest daughter, glory to God, Lolita, she is a nurse practitioner. She has a young son, the minister of the gospel, and he is also a man of God and a motivational speaker. We thank God, glory to God, the word of truth. She Warriors of Truth is the ministry that she oversees as pastor. Glory to God. We thank God for her being definitely a woman of God, that they appreciate the teaching and the ministry that comes forth out of her. I thank God, glory to God, that the Lord blesses her to, I'm very sensitive, that's what I want to say. I know she wants me to hear and be quiet. But in the meantime, thank God that she's saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and blood washed. I thank God, glory to God, that also that I know her for all the way up to the time that we know each other as a person on the earth. And so I don't know whether that's 2, 3, 4 years old or what. I don't remember. But anyway, that's telling you that's my cousin as well. And we thank God, glory to God, for the relationship and the bond and being in the world together, but also being in Christ together, to be able to stand and glory to God and worship God and worship him in spirit and in truth, and to encourage one another. I thank God, glory to God. I am really admire the anointing that's in her life and what God said. And I'm not going to promote no flesh. I don't care if a friend, family, foe, or whatever. Glory to God. Prayer warrior, if they're walking upright and living a life and you can see the fruit of their labor in their life, I will continue to exalt the Christ that's on the inside of them as they're allowing God to use them for their glory. So I thank God, glory to God, for the word that's in her and even for the encouragement that God uses her to give the people as well as myself. So without further ado, and not unless she has someone that she wants to sing tonight or have anything else. I didn't even ask whether she wanted her daughter to introduce her. And she didn't mention it. I didn't mention it, but it could have been. So I'm asking the Lord to bless her and use her for his glory. So I'm going to open the lines now for none other than Pastor Betty Q, praying that the Lord continue to bless and use her. Stir up the fire in her for the word and let her flow as the Lord give her the flow. She has over an hour to minister and share and pray and whatever else God has given her to do. So we're asking you now to give ears to, as we introduce to some and present to others, glory to God, none other than Pastor Betty too.
Praise the Lord all. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Minister BJ, for that introduction. And I was hoping you'd finish.
You know,
you
was going to what?
And I was hoping that you would have been finished introducing me. You know,
praise God.
So God be the glory. I am Betty Pugh. I'm pastor of the Warriors of Truth Ministry here in Columbia, South Carolina. I thank God for this opportunity to come before you tonight. Mother Alexander, I thank you for the prayer. I'm just going to ask God to use me now to have his way because you covered it all. I ask God to have his way, that I decrease and he increase in me, that he bring forth only what he would have to bring forth and not what Betty think. I give God all the glory and the honor because I count a blessing and an honor for the opportunity to speak tonight. So to God be the glory. Father Yahweh, have your way. I rebuke and bind everything in the midst of on this line that's not of him, any interference, any confusion, whatever, that's not of God. We dismiss it now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and we bind it in his name. All right, y'all. As I began with Minister BJ mentioning this to me, I said, okay, I agree to do it. So, you know, automatically you start thinking, well, okay, now, Lord, what would you have me to say? So I'm a writer. I start writing. And I bet you if I didn't write 10 pages, I wrote 12 pages. And as I go back to read over them, it's like, this is not it. This is not it. So I said, okay, Lord, until today, yesterday, you bring forth what you do have me to bring forth. I have no subject. I have no title. But I guarantee at the end of it, we know exactly where he's coming from. If I had a song to sing, and I was thinking about this earlier today as I was reading over some of my writing and just meditating, this old song came to mind. And it was said, the name of the song is Stand Up for Jesus. I learned this song at a very, very early age, probably when I was like 9 or 10, and was at going to Sunday school at Zion Canaan Baptist Church in Columbia, South Carolina, off of Fair Road. And every Sunday they used to sing, stand up for Jesus. So I learned some of the words, and I went back and looked over it. So I'm going to read to you some of the lyrics now. Each songwriter does it a little bit differently, but these are the lyrics that I remember. It says, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift up your royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail us, you dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls a danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. But this day, the noise of battle, the next the victor song. To those who vanquish evil, a crown of life shall be. They with the King of Glory shall reign eternal peace. And I thought about that thing. This is a time that we need to stand up for Jesus. I mean, truly stand up for Jesus. Not just stand up for him, but stand on him also. Because there's so many foes. It's one big enemy, but it's like a lot of little branches from that one big enemy. It's just like we got one big head, Jesus, and we're all the different little bodies. Or members of that body, Satan has the same thing. And now we are fighting a fight. We are fighting a fight that's new to us but not new to God. And Pastor Bird say this all the time. He already knew it was going to be. It's not new to him. I think she says this every time she speaks. It's not new to God. It's just new to us. God was aware of this. We're just coming into it. But I'm going to go on a little bit further with this. And as I thought about this song, I did a little reading on it a while back in the sin, and I can't remember it verbatimly, but this song was written in 1858. And the man that penned this song, his friend was injured in an accident. And I think they say he was patting a mule on the back, and the mule was pulling something that his sleeve got caught in it, and it pulled his arm, and he started to bleed. And nobody found him for about 3 hours, so he had just about bled out. And when he saw his friend laying there, he bent down to see about him. And the last thing the friend said was him, tell them to stand for Jesus, to stand up for Jesus. And I think this same message reigns today, that we are to stand up for Jesus. And one way for sure that we can stand up for Jesus is to trust him. And I really believe, because he's been giving me this since the end of 2019, to trust me. And it's not because we're not trusting him, but because that's what it's going to take for us to make it through these latter days is to trust him. We can't depend on anything else today but Jesus. We can't trust in anything now but Jesus. We can't even trust in our sisters and our brothers. We can only trust in God, in his word, because he is his word. So to trust him, it's like a staple, a stamp on my heart. And every time we come together, words of truth, every message he sends is surrounded around trusting him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I do have some notes, but they are everywhere, so I'm going to bounce a little bit. So you bear with me while I bounce about. But as the Holy Ghost bring it to mind, I'm going to bring it out. In these days that we're living in now, it's a dark time. It seems like the darkness is overshadowing the light that's in the world today. Everything is in an uproar. We got coronavirus. Now we got the Delta virus. Then they got SARS. Then you want to wear a mask, then don't wear a mask. The kids can go to school. The kids can't go back to school. And people are dying and dying and dying. People are dying premature now. They're just dying. I mean, just today, 4 different deaths I heard about within a week's time. And we know that we're not born to live forever, but you don't think of death that you know that many at one time. So these are truly praying times. These are trusting times. And we know that none of us are here to stay forever. And we pray that those that have gone before us, that they died in Jesus. Because you know what? They don't preach the cross like they used to. Well, I put it this way, like we used to, because I'm preaching too. But, you know, we were taught to love Jesus, to know Jesus, to confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts and look for that day that we reign with him. But we don't teach that part anymore. You know, and some of people think that we live forever because they're coming up with everything to rejuvenate you, to make you young again, to strengthen you, to prolong life. But there's a day and time that we are going to close our eyes, and hopefully we are all to meet our maker and stay there with him, because it's going to come before him. They say every knee shall bow and every mouth will confess. But we don't teach the risen Savior and the resurrection of us in our latter days. So it's time for us, because long time ago, the saints used to look, they didn't look forward to death, but they looked forward to a time where they could be with Jesus. And I think if we get that mentality of the time that we see our risen Savior, the time that we stand before our God, it would give us a greater outlook, with a different outlook on this life that we live on earth. Now, Jesus said that he came that we may have life and have life more abundantly here also, but the abundance of life is going to come in the eternal, where there's no more sadness, where there's no more COVID, where there's no more poverty and crime and sickness. But we don't have to worry about working from day to day or finances or loved ones getting sick and dying. We'll be living forever with our Savior, with our Father, with what we're living here for, to see him and to do his will. I didn't mean to go that way, but it came that way. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, it says that we're to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks along seeking whom he may devour. Devour means to hungrily destroy, completely destroy. Have you ever seen a lion on a hunt? The Bible says, as a roaring lion. Not that he approaches us like a roaring lion, because he'll approach us that way, we'll know that he's coming. But a lion, when he's on the prowl and he sees his prey, he eases down to the ground. And it's not even like he's walking almost like he's crawling. He's very quiet. And he seeks out the one that he's going to devour before he gets to him. And once he gets that prey in his teeth, he starts to shake it and tear it apart. That's what Satan wants to do with us. He wants to tear us apart, not from our flesh, but from the spirit of the living God. He comes to destroy. He comes to rob, kill, and destroy, the scripture says. The Bible says that we are to be sober and vigilant. Sober means not necessarily of excessive drinking, but not to be reckless or thoughtless or impulsive or negligent. And one of the biggest things, we need to stay focused. We need to be focused when it comes to our prayer life and to spending time with him. Stop being preoccupied with other things. And it's not necessarily sinful things, but things that are not productive to the things of God, things that are unfruitful. Let me tell you something. Where things are today, we hear so much in the news. We see so much going on around us. And now there's a thing. I was trying to, some of the things that I was talking this afternoon before we went in prayer. And we were talking about how in the atmosphere there seems to be a presence. That's what I said it was. But it's like you can see that even when you're happy, even when things are going well, there's a sense that there's something in the atmosphere. It's just there. I don't know what you call it other than a presence. But it's not a, it's like, I said a haze one time, but it's not like a haze, but it's there and you can feel it in your spirit. I mean, even when your things are going good, it's still present. And I'm listening to different ones talk how today things are going really good and the next day they're not doing good. How you believe in God with all your heart for some things and you're praying and you're doing everything the right way and you know God hears your prayers, but it still goes topsy-turvy. And you're wondering, God, what is going on? There's so many other things out there that's going wrong. I'm trusting you. I'm believing you. What is going on? But yet we got to trust God. Still, we must trust him. But this thing that's in the atmosphere, I can't explain it. One of the saints said, I'm almost at the verge of tears. I said, I could cry at the drop of a dime now and don't know why. So her burden was she was carrying the burden for those that are unsaved. Those that don't seem to care about their salvation or their souls. And she began to cry. She began to tell us about it, how she felt this heaviness for them. I say, you need to intercede for them. That's what God wants you to do, cry out for them. Because we have to cry out for the lost, those that don't know God, those that need to know God. And I told you, even for those that know God, for those that are backslidden, because he said he's married into the black side, for those that are straddling the fence. Because don't fool yourself, God created hell also. And it was for the devil and his angels, those that are following him. It's like there's a place following the Lord Jesus. There's a place for those that are following Satan. So we have to pray. We have to cry out. And I said, Kathy, this is what you need to do. You need to cry out for them. And that does not mean that everybody that she cries out for will be saved, but she's standing in the gap. God would allow them the opportunity to come to him. He'll never make them come because he does not take away our permissive will, but the door will be open. There are so many things that our prayer hinders and ward off. There are so many doors, not only does it close, but open, that we're not even aware of the people that because of our prayers, that the doors are opening for, and some doors are closing, and opportunities are being presented. And Satan is being fought off because of the prayers of the righteous. The effectual prayers of the righteous avail us much because we trust in what we're saying to God, because we come before him that way, because now is the time for us to stand up for Jesus. We can't go out in the streets like we want to. So wherever we are, we're going to stand for Jesus. And Mother Alexander said this thing. She didn't say it in that word, but she said men ought to pray. This is what God called us to do. So when we stand in the gap, when we call upon the name of, and now Kathy's standing in the gap for those that are lost. God may have someone else standing in the gap for somebody false feet, those that are having a civil war with their own kind of fighting against them for land or property, or one man want to be in a dictatorship. For whatever it is, we must do it to the best of our ability because we're coming before a holy God. So we must reverence this and not take this time for granted and come with an open heart, with a pure spirit, and truly cry out with our very being unto the God of our salvation and trust what we pray, trust what we say, and trust his word when we say it. Glory to the Most High God. Ah, thank you, Jesus. It is important. And 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 says, we are to be steadfast. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For our labor is never in vain in the Lord. I love this scripture. We are to remain spiritually grounded. We can't be between two opinions. We can't go back and forth with the latest thing that's going on with what the church is saying. And I say the church, some people of the church. You know how they come up with these new religions? And this is and now this ain't. And that was for way back then and not for today. Our God is an unchangeable God. He's the same yesterday, today, forevermore. So we have to learn. The Bible says that we are to study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word. Not just so we can rightly divide the word, so we can know the word when we hear the word. So when these fast talkers come along, are those so, you know, with these fancy words, that we're going to be drawn in because we'll know the word. If they say if, and it's supposed to be if not. When the scripture says, if my people, we know that if his people means that when we, his people, do this, these things shall be. But people got a way now of twisting God's word. And you can find what you want to find in the word of God. But you better know how to rightly divide it so we can get what God is saying for us to receive from it. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We can't go back and forth with the word of God. We have to be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of waters where the roots run deep. I did a teaching about the palm tree, how when a storm comes, and y'all, we got a lot of storms in our life today. We got so many storms. And you know what? We used to read about these things in other countries. Now we got things going on around the corner to the people, oh, these are the people next door. We got hurricanes. We got fires. We got droughts. We got ice melting in the North Pole. You know, it's just so many things that are going on. All these things, even though they're not directly in our state or in our country, they affect us in some form or fashion, whether it be the gas prices going up, the food prices going up. You know, think about it. Car parts, just little things that we take for granted. And us ladies with our hair and our wigs and our weaves, thank God for natural. But you still got to have treatments for natural, hair care for natural hair. All these things are coming from different countries at times. So even though it's not happening in our state, it still affects us, saying that we can't get off track. And when we do get off track, our Heavenly Father has given us a way to get back on track. We repent and turn away from it. But back to that palm tree, when a storm comes with the palm tree, the winds may blow. You know, we've had some terrible, terrible tornadoes here lately, right here in the United States, not very far from us. And it destroyed parts of Louisiana and down that way. Well, you can see the business are torn. I think some parts of Louisiana still may not have power. But we thank God for his blood covering. Hallelujah. For those of us that was not affected by that storm, but we pray for those that were. But with the palm tree, when a storm comes like that, it says that the palm tree can go all the way over and touch the ground. And when the storm is over, it'll come right back up straight. That's because the roots run so deep before the tree comes up. We need to be like that. We should be so rooted in our faith, so rooted in the things of God, that we trust him so much that regardless of what comes, we may sway. We may bend, but we won't give in. We won't break. And see, that's what the devil wants. He wants us to break. He wants us to bend down so low that we don't want to bounce back. And sometimes it happens with some people. They've been so long, they've been through so much, that they say, you know what, what's the use? I didn't have these changes when I was in the world. But see, that's a trick of the devil. Because if God allows you to bend all the way down, he's already giving you what you need to come all the way back up. Huh. Because that's the kind of God we serve. He won't allow us to go through no more than what we can bear. And right now it seems like a lot. It seems like a whole lot. Especially when you know you're standing on his word. Especially when you know you're doing the best you can. His word says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But he shall deliver us out of each and one, every one of them. We got to believe that, y'all. And you know what? We quote scripture, and we said, I know this and I know that. But like the old folks used to say, wait till the rubber meets the road. And I'm telling you, being in this flesh, and I'm going to be honest, in this flesh, sometimes when things go on, that's way beyond our control, and we can't see our way out of it, your flesh kind of said, wait a minute. Because, you know, the flesh reacts first. And you wonder, okay, Lord. And then we have to settle ourselves and let the spirit man rise up and take over. I think one time that, well, for me, let me speak for myself. Because there have been times when I've been shook, especially when it comes to my children. And things go on and it's not right. Or now, one of the members in the church, I have to take a stand for myself and say, you know what? I believe what I teach. I believe the Lord, even though my knees might be knocking. That's the flesh, Father. I believe the Lord. I believe his word. I trust in his word. I hope in his word. Now I'm to the place where things go on that's out of my control, that I can't do nothing about, that I can't see my way out of. I tell him, Lord, you're my only hope. And it's almost like I put it on the table and I look at it, side out, as they say, and walk right on around and let God do what God do with it. Because there's nothing I can do, and I find comfort in that, y'all. Even with COVID right now, I pray the same prayer every single morning concerning me and mine. And what I call mine is warriors of truth and my children and those that are divinely connected to us. I pray the same prayer because we still are dealing with the same thing. And that's, Lord, you protect us. Psalm 91. 1,000 may fall in my side, 10,000 in my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. And I don't think that we are exempt because I know that we are not. But I believe the prayers that I pray. I trust the Lord to keep us, and I honestly do. And I tell you, not one of us have had a negative, have had a positive test, or any contact with COVID. I pray traveling mercies every morning, the same prayer. Because you know what? My mercies are renewed every day. Don't get me wrong, none of us are exempt because the things that goes in the world, it goes all right around us. The things that happen in the world, it happens to some of us. I like to wear high-heel shoes. I've been wearing high-heel shoes at school since I was in ninth grade. So my ankle started bothering me. Well, I broke my toe not long ago, so I thought, well, maybe it's something from the broken toe. So I goes to an urgent care. That's an orthopedic urgent care. And they told me, everything looks good, Miss Pugh. Your right foot is very flat. You don't have any arch. You're going to have to put some inserts in your shoes, you know, them little inserts you put in your shoes to give you some arch. I said, but I like to wear my high-heeled shoes. He said, well, you're going to have to wear some sneakers for a while now. Well, I got sneakers, but I don't like to wear sneakers. I'm wearing sneakers. But you know what? I prayed about this ankle, and I claimed my healing. And I say, Lord, you know I like to wear my high-heeled shoes. And every time I say that, I think about Pastor Burton. Pastor Burton with a pair of shoes, the high heels, and she struck in her high-heeled shoes. But she kicked them up when she gets ready, too. But she wear her high-heeled shoes. And I said, Lord, I want to wear my high-heeled shoes. You know what? I got my ankle wrapped right now, but I'm still believing God for my healing. I put on a little short pair of heels. That ankle say, you ain't wear them heels now. I took them off, I rolled my ankle out, and I wrapped it up, and Lord, in your name, I still claim my healing because I trust what I pray. Now, I can't get ahead of God, and I know healing is a process, even though they say everything looked good, but for whatever reason, this flat foot now, after all these 67 years, 67 to be exact, want to act up, and no, I want to wear high-heeled shoes. But I believe my God for it. I honestly do. So I'm saying this to say I trust God. I'm telling you, when I put on them little heels, it swole up and it hurt. So I took the heels off, I wrapped it back up, and I'm still trusting God to heal this ankle so I can wear my high heel shoes. You may say, oh, Miss, Pastor Betty, that's so vain. No, it's not. No, it's not. I got a lot of high heel shoes. God blessed me with a lot of high heel shoes. And I want to wear my high heel shoes. That's not vain. It's a blessing from God. And I'm going to believe him to heal this ankle, and I'm going to tell you all about it. With some pretty high heel shoes. So now I have come down a little bit. I don't wear a 4, maybe a 3-inch or 2.5. But we're going to do this. And I'm trying to make a point here. By trusting God, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what I feel, regardless of what I see the swelling. I feel the pain. But I trust God for my healing. We have to trust God for everything that's going on now. And this is what he wants to know. We can't trust the government. We can't trust those that are making decisions for the way our life goes, the standards that we got to live by now, because all of them are going against the will of God. And now they want to bring a law into it that if we don't do this, they can do that. We got to trust God, y'all. That's the only way we're going to make it. The only way we're going to make it. God sent his only begotten Son that who should ever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We want everlasting life. We confess with our mouth and we believe in our heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that God raised him back up from the dead so that we can have eternal life. And in this eternal life, we take on him. He suffered in this body. He went through in this body. This flesh dies every day so God can be manifest. I believe it's in, is it 2 Timothy or in Matthew that it says that? I can't remember, but I know it's one of them because I read it with the scriptures that I have now. So day by day, this flesh is crucified. Day by day, we get closer to the Father. And in getting closer to him, our bodies, the way we live, the way we talk, it should show him. Even when we worship and others see us worship, they should see him. From the way we worship, how we talk, he's being manifested through us. I heard a story about a storm that came. It was a terrible storm. And after the storm, some two men went out to survey the land. And as they was looking through the trees and the branches and pushing things back, they saw a bird on its back with its wings spread out. And the bird was dead. And they said the bird's eyes was open. And said the bird looked like it was in shock. And when they got closer to the bird and they moved a board or something by the bird, three little baby birds, ran from under the bird. And the man was saying, you know what, that mama bird gave up its life for them three little baby birds. Because you know what, that mama bird could fly and could fly away from the storm, but the babies could not. And as they talked, I thought about Jesus. God saw us. The law was there, but he know that we could not live under that law. He know, and the law showed us that we could not live by the law. So he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, for the life of one, many were saved. That mother, hallelujah, glory, that mother bird gave up her one life so that her babies could live. God sent his only begotten son, and he gave up his one life. He gave it up, too, that we, that many, might live and have eternal life. So I thank God for that, because even in nature, nature is honoring God. So why not man, his greatest creation? We should always, regardless of what's going on with the pestilence, with the diseases, with the high prices, with the lawlessness in the land, with this murderous spirit, where nobody has respect of life anymore, where they're selling children, where they're raping them, where people are just walking in this land, just walking into our country, just walking with you unlawfully, just come. Where they're bombing and killing and cutting off heads in foreign countries. Our God still reigns. And, y'all, we are so blessed here. I tell my people this every time we come together. We are so blessed. We are so blessed, even when some of our family members get COVID. Even when some of our family members die, we all going to die. It doesn't make it any easier, but it happens. But we're still so blessed that we still can walk our door. We still have to look both ways, but we still can get in our cars and go. We give God the glory for these things because we still see his hand. We still see his spirit being manifest in the midst of us. As I was reading, this scripture came to mind. I'm telling you, I was kind of somewhere everywhere. And it says that, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and you are no longer your own, that you were bought with a price? And I thought about that thing. I said, yeah, you know, the Holy Ghost lives within me. I am no longer my own. I tell the people there's some things that I just won't do. It's not that I can't do them. I won't do them because of whom I am. I belong to God now. So I can do anything that I want to do, like Paul said. But I won't do this because of the dishonor of my father. I cannot bring reproach to the kingdom. I'm supposed to be a woman of integrity with my time, with the way I live, with the way I walk, the way I talk. That doesn't mean that I walk a straight line, straight as an arrow, because I like to laugh and talk too, and I do fall short. but I know what to do when I do. So as I thought about that, I thought about a landlord and a renter and how they have to sign a rental agreement or a lease agreement. And when that renter signs that agreement with the landlord, he has to abide by certain rules and regulations of the landlord. There are certain things that he must do, like pay his rent on time, keep the property clean, you know. And when the renter signs that agreement with the landlord has a part that he plays also. If the renter abides by everything the landlord says, then the landlord has to see that the property is kept properly, and whatever breaks down, he got to be there to fix it. Whatever go wrong, he got to be there for it. So I thought about God and us. His spirit lives on the inside of us, okay? We're the renter, and he's the landlord. He said, if you abide in me, I abide in you. So we have a covenant, which is an agreement with the Father. And Jesus came, and his blood was a covenant, was the new covenant, the blood of the new covenant. So this verse says, once we confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts, we shall be saved. And then there's a whole list of things that we are supposed to do to abide in the Father. The first thing God told us to do as a minister was to learn of him. And that's what we do. When we learn of God, we get to know him, then we create a relationship with him. With the renter and the landlord, when the renter pays his money on time and he keeps his area clean and his property, and when the landlord comes in and he sees the things in place, they seem to bond together. They create a relationship just like we do with God. So when anything go wrong in that apartment, we freely pick up that phone and we call the landlord. And we don't mind. We boldly tell him what's going on. You know what? And he reacts. The same thing with God when we walk according to his will, when we do what his word say do. When we call on his name, he's right there listening. He may not come today, just like the landlord. He said, well, Betty, can you give me to Tuesday? Okay, but you're going to have to come on Tuesday. We ask God, we tell God what we need. He may not come today. He may not come Tuesday, but he's going to be right on time. Same thing with that landlord. He's going to come see about you because you're taking care of what's his. You've been obedient to the agreement. And that's how God is with us. When we obey the covenant, he's going to keep his part of the promise. We just got to keep ours. And, you know, sometimes in you renting property, the commode will overflow. So you got mess coming up out of it and old stuff coming back. The same thing with these temples. Sometimes the enemy will come and old stuff start coming up. You know, mess that should have been gone or we thought was gone. And you know what we do? We call on our landlords. Father, I don't know what this is, but here it is. You know, creating me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. We have to do that every so often because we live in the flesh. So God has to come in and straighten us out again. But you know what? He does it with pleasure. Because you know what? You're my child. You call upon me. Do you know he said he's married to the backslider even when we go back? And he's just waiting because he said no man can snatch us out of his hand. We have to walk away. He keeps us in the palm of his hand. So we give God the glory for all things. All things. Hallelujah. All things. The scriptures also, Satan comes to rob, to kill, and destroy. He comes to damage our faith, to make fear overwhelm us, to bring about doubt, and lies to distort the truth of our believing and understanding of the promises of God and his goodness. Do you know when Satan comes, he comes in like a flood sometimes, but God said he'll take up a standard again and for us. You know, God always has a way out for us. He never fails us. He said he'll never leave us, he'll never leave us, and he will never fail us. He's always right there, always right there. All we got to do is trust and believe. And do you know there are times in our lives when we can't see God, when we can't feel God, even when we go in prayer, and I have gone in prayer and asked him, Father, I just want to feel your presence, and got up off my knees and didn't feel his presence. But you know what? I believe his word, he'll never leave me nor forsake me. So you know what? I take my little happy self and I walk up in that knowing, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. So whether I feel your presence or not, I know you're with me because your word can't lie and you can't lie because you are your word. You said you're not the son of man that you should lie. You're not going to lie to me because you're God. You're my Father, and I trust him. I trust him with all of my heart, with all of my heart. Satan wants us to doubt God. And anyway, he doesn't care anything about our salvation. He just wants us to doubt God. He wants us to lose faith in God. Because if he can do that, he's gonna, it's a sure way of pulling us back out into the world. Did he have us? He will have us. We just have to be mindful of him. When the Bible said that we are to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in his work, in the work of the Lord, that means that we got to stay mindful. We have to be careful. We have to be watchful, vigilant, be sober, be vigilant. That means we got to keep our eyes open, especially now, because Satan can disguise himself as an angel of light also. He don't always come in slow and easy like a roaring lion. So we have to be mindful of all the, especially today, with all this stuff that's going on in the midst of the world. There are certain things that Satan does. He has a plan. He has a plan for our life, too. And that plan is to rob, to kill, and destroy. And we can see it's happening. You know what? Everything that the Bible says thou should not do, it's okay to do today. In the book of Timothy, I wrote that down. Where did I put that? In the book of, I think it's 2 Timothy. Is it 2 Timothy? I got it in there. It's in 2 Timothy. And in Matthew, the 24th chapter, and 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. In Matthew, it says that we hear walls and rumors of walls, and nations and kingdoms shall come against nations and kingdoms. And there will be famine and pestilence in the earth, earthquakes in various places. That's in Matthew. And in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, it says men will become lovers of themselves and money. And we know the love of money is the root of all evil. They'll become pride and blasphemers, boasters, disobedient to parents, despisers of good. And we see that now. Anything that's evil, anything that looks like witchcraft, anything that looks like sorcery is involved, people's minds are turned on to it. If you watch TV now, you see so many mysteries on murder and so many stories about witches and witchcraft and death and evil. Just channel surf. You don't even have to watch it. Just channel surf and read what it says on the info part, what it says about it. It's crazy. They have a haughty spirit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. That's in 2 Timothy. That's not all of it, but that's in them. It says that all these things in Timothy and in Matthew, it says that all these things are to come to pass. Before the last days, these are perilous times. And perilous times mean that they are full of danger and risk. In Matthew, it says that all these things are to come to pass, but the end is not yet. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. And God knows there's a lot of sorrow in the land today. Mother Wilson been dead and gone for over 40 years, and she used to sit in the front of the church, and she used to say, Lord, it's a time in the land, help. Help, Lord, it's a time in the land. And y'all, it's a time in the land. And we need God's help. We need his help. I'm about to wind it up now. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The things that the devil wants from our lives, one of them is for us to doubt God. Satan will do whatever he can for us to doubt God. But we're not going to let our circumstances determine our God, but our God determine our circumstances. And see, that's when doubt can kind of creep in a little bit, when uncertainty comes, when we're going through certain things, when we're dealing with certain situations, you know. And in the beginning, I'm telling you, the flesh is going to be the first thing to react. So we have to get past that and realize whom we are and who's in control and who we trust. And then that's when the doubt has to subside and go away. Another thing Satan wants us to do is live in fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. And fear does not necessarily mean that you have no faith. It's just it just wants to take the place of your faith. The devil doesn't want to rob us of our faith. He wants us to have faith in anything but God. And y'all, I read these things. This is not my smart mind coming up with these things, but my spirit agreed with them. I just didn't word it that way. But he wants us to believe and have faith in anything but God. Because you got to remember, Satan is of the flesh. God is of the spirit. And the flesh is the enemy to the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. He told us to seek ye first him and trust in him with all our hearts, and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Trust in me with all your heart is what he's saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan comes to try to make us feel insecure, but the devil is a liar, because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We're his workmanship. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We can feel insecure in so many ways, but should not never feel insecure when it comes to the things of God or to who we are, because he's not a respecter of persons. He don't think any more of me than he does of Minister BJ. He don't think of any of us. We are all his children. Bless you, Jesus. And one of our big ones, Satan don't care about us staying at home. He really don't. It's just that when we avoid coming to church, that makes him nervous. You know why? Because we gain strength one from the other. And we are body, our community is one. And what the Bible said, one can put 1,000 to fight. And how many? Two? Come on now. There's strength in numbers. A three-cord string is not easily broken. They don't say thread, but cord is not easily broken. The Bible said that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves. And you know what? God has a plan for us in the church. So wherever church we're at, for those that want to leave, and if God wants you there, you're setting yourself up for a fall. It's not happenstance that we're in the places where we are. There's a reason why. God directs us there. He said that he will give us pastors according to his own heart. So you got people get upset with the pastor or the minister, I don't like this, and they walk out, they set themselves up for a fall. Because wherever they go, probably is not anointed to teach them or to feed them the way the pastor there is. But see, we don't think like that. A lot of people don't think like that because they try to separate spirit and natural. But when we're in Christ as one, we're spirit beings, we're his. We're kingdom citizens, so we live by kingdom principles. Glory to the Most High God. Another one is, he's there to lead us astray. Matthew 7 and 15, it says, to beware of false prophets, those that come in sheep clothing. But you know what? That's not the only way that some folks, they get led astray because they just don't want to be there. They get led astray because the pastor may have said one thing that they don't like. Or they get led astray because, as I said, they just don't want to be there. They just give up. Things didn't go their way. God didn't answer my prayer. I've dealt with people that, well, not a lot of people, but I've dealt with saints that are growing in the Lord. Let me put that in there. That, you know, in the beginning when a babe come to Christ, God answered them, boom, 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 yo, because he's wooing them. I say he's drawing them in. And as soon as they ask for something and they don't get it, they get an attitude. They get mad. They withdraw. You know, like you can beat God or you can make him move because you got an attitude. Those are tricks of the devil, I say, that lead them astray. And hallelujah, his biggest thing for us is for us to fail, truly destroy the relationship that we have with God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, I like to read it from the King James, but I am going to read it from King James. I want y'all to hear this because this is a lot. I'm going to read it from the New King James that's going on right now. It's 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 8th through the 10th verses I'm going to read. It says, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are hard-pressed on every side, but yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our bodies. Hallelujah. That the life of Jesus may also be manifest in our fleshly bodies. Hallelujah. In these jars of clay is a treasure. And that treasure wants to be manifest in us. But we got to stand up for Jesus and trust God. That's all I have today. God bless you. I pray that somebody receives something from this word. And I said again, I was everywhere because I was writing and writing and writing, and all I did was look down at notes, and the Holy Ghost brought it. God bless you all. Stay safe. I love you.
Praise God for my goodbye to this woman of God. Truly, I know it's so rich, much more, and I'm steady writing. Boy, I just stopped right on the dime. When the Holy Spirit finished, I understand that you finished too, but it was like so much more. This was got you engulfed in the Word. Praise the Lord. Before I ask for anyone to have any remarks, we want to make yourself available if there's a prayer request that you have while Pastor Betty under the anointing. Just let her pray for you. Praise God. And oh, my God, I'm asking you to do that. And they open all the lines. Just a moment. But praise God. So I know we are richly blessed by hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say tonight through you. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So give me a moment to open the lines, because it does take a moment to open the rest of the lines. But I truly, woman of God, you heard from heaven. And Derwin, I believe anybody that really, really was listening to know that God spoke to you, tonight. Praise God. So just hold on just a little bit so we can make sure we allow whoever needs to. I may have to stop in the bottom and go up in these lines. Oh, no, please. Don't computer again. I'm going to have that, but we're opening the lines now. Everybody's not open yet, but if you've got a request, hold on to it, and we're just going to flow with it as you make it, and it's your prayer.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for what you've already done. Okay. You can go ahead and make it. I'll finish the last few, because I don't want to hold the line too long, trying to open the rest of the line. We've got quite a few people online tonight. Anyone have a request? Request for prayer.
Good evening.
Go ahead, my dear.
To God be the glory. Can't wait to comment about the word, but thank God I was able to get on the line for a little bit. I just wanted to ask for prayer that I'm in the middle of transitioning careers, and God knows my heart, and I'm trusting God, and as I'm speaking to this pain, but it seems like as I'm getting closer to get ready to prepare for what I know my heart's desire, I know what I feel like God is leading me to do. The enemy's trying to attack my legs and just put me in pain and not even also my rest. So I'm just asking for God to just definitely help me with my sleep, and also just how to concerning the pain in my body, and just God as He's leading direction as I'm preparing for this transition of careers and things of that nature, and just continue to keep my family as a whole as my daughter's preparing for, this is her senior semester, so she graduates in January, that God will give her and other youth right now that seem like they don't have direction, not sure if they want to go to college or what they want to do, but God will give them some type of direction. So I'm asking that for my daughter, and God to just continue to just cover my husband as he is working a lot and finishing school, and that God will just keep our family together and strong, and also as our hearts desire to grow our family.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you want to take them, I'm passing. You want to take them one at one? At one, or you just want to put them all out there and pray? How you want to do that?
You might as well give me everybody at one time if you want to.
Okay.
I'm trying to make a list.
Now? Okay, that was many for the Eagle. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
All right, Mother McCormick.
Yes, praise the Lord. I just like for you to pray for my sister. She has dementia, but I thank God that she had blood clots in her legs, but that's over with now. Thank God for that.
Praise God.
And she had diabetes, but now she's healed of that. Thank God for that. But
praise
God. Dementia, that dementia is what is bothering her right now. I went to see her on yesterday, and I just pray that you'll just touch her mind, because I just believe God can bring her back to us in the name of Jesus, because she sat there yesterday, and she sung with me, and she asked me to pray with her, and I just know God can bring her back. So I just ask you to pray for my sister.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, I would like to get prayer for my sister Alice. She suffers with COPD, please.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
I would like for y'all to pray for Deacon Burton and Pastor Burton and Sister Kay.
Okay, Sister Linda. Anyone else?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I would like for you to pray for Alice Jupiter. She suffers with COPD.
Yes, Sister Rachel, that was
okay.
You? Okay.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Burt. Just pray my strength. I got a lot going on, but just pray for me and my family. As my sister is still in the hospital, but she's doing so much better. But just continue to pray for her and pray for the family, and pray for me. I'm just tired and just wore out right now. But just pray God's strength for me, and I will know what to do during this transition. So, of trying to find a place. Thank you.
Can
bless
I say something? Lord. See, can
yes.
I say something? Pastor Bird.
Yes.
Yes.
A trick of the devil to wear you down. There's a, you're going through a lot from the little bit that I know of, but it's a trick of the devil to wear you down also. So to make you feel weak, because I can personally speak on your behalf. I know you to be a true woman of God. I know that you believe God. He's brought you through so many things, so many battles. And now it seems where you thought when you said you was in your forever home, and then boom, this change comes. And your sister's doing so much better. Now she's back in the hospital. Now you're feeling down and out again. It's a trick of the devil, I'm telling you. We have to, then when I said we have to trust God, we have to take God at his word. When we're feeling these things and these things are going on, yet will I trust him? And I know that you do. I know that you do. And when you're doing all you can, Minister BJ and I had this conversation yesterday, and the Lord led me to pray these things, and I'm going to say them to you. When you know you've done the best you can, and you're standing on God's word, and you see things and they look like a seesaw, up and down, up and down. By the time you get on one high, you come down to another low. But you know what? God is still in control. God sees you. And that's one of the things I wanted to mention, too, with Haggai. With before Abraham became Abraham, he was Abram, and Sarah was Sarah. And Sarah had Abraham go to her maid and sleep with him. And when the maid got pregnant, she got jazzy with Sarah. And then Sarah got mad with him, went to Abraham, got mad with Abraham, said it's your fault. Then Abraham told her, do what you want to do with her. So she started being ugly and abusive to Hagar, and Hagar left. But while she was out in the wilderness, because it wasn't her fault that she was pregnant, Her mistress sent her husband to her. But while she was out in the wilderness, an angel of the Lord came, and he said, I hear your afflictions. I hear your afflictions. And he ministered to her. He told her about she was going to have a son and what to name him. And when she got through, she said, I'm going to call this Elroy. God sees me. God sees you, my dear.
Thank you.
He hear your affliction. He sent Haggai back to the mistress, but he going to deliver you from all of yours.
Praise God.
I decreed and I declared in the name of Jesus, he's going to deliver you. And I've been praying for your forever home.
Praise God.
And your sister, there's a testimony in it all. We never know when it says stand up. We never know what cross we have to bear in this land, in this earth, in this walk. But each of us have a cross to bear. We don't know what it is, but the Bible says that we manifest him. We die, and our bodies die the death that he had. so we can live the life that he lived. God got you, Pastor. You believe God and trust God with all your heart. Lift up your head. Give thanks unto him.
Amen.
Yes, he got you.
So
I know you feel like you've been on a roller coaster, but he got you.
Amen.
He got
Amen.
You.
Amen. I receive
Bless
that.
God. You praise him for it. Praise him for it.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says you put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Of hallelujah.
Thanks.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you. My sister from this lump. Hallelujah, Father God.
Hallelujah.
We know you're the God of Lord God. She's your child. You say you withhold no good thing from us. And you say when we diligently seek you, you are a reward of those that do. She diligently seek you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now move, Lord, in a mighty way for her. We need to see the manifestations of our cries and our prayers, Father. We know you hear, but we need to see the manifestation of it, Lord. The Bible says hope deferred makes our heart sick. Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank, I love you, Pastor Bird.
Thank you. Love
thank
you,
Jesus.
Too. Appreciate you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
the Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you. Yes.
Is that,
is that all?
Pastor Tim, are you the last one? Or is that the last one? I thought I heard Pastor Sim. Maybe she not. Okay.
You did. I'm still asking for prayer, giving God the glory for the blessings, and still asking for prayer. We had yet another family member to be diagnosed this week with cancer. Eye problems, all kinds of things, kidney issues for myself, but I'm still yet hanging on. I was listening to everybody, and the enemy had me scared to get on the weight scale. Every time I get on the scale, it's 3 to 5 pounds gone. And I told the devil, I'm telling you, I wouldn't get on it but once a week. Now I go in there and get on. I say, in the name of Jesus, this is not my weight unless this is what God wants me to weigh. I'm getting on the scale whenever I get ready because I got a daddy. And
that's
I know
right.
He cares for me. And that's what I'm just asking. Please continue. But I'm still thanking him for, I thank him for everything I can find to thank him for because I know I'm
Amen.
Overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my testimony. Thank you so much, God.
Amen.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Praise God. Well, all right. I know you've probably written them down over there. If not, I'll call them out to you, but you got them written down yourself?
I think I got them.
Okay, then.
I got
one more.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Let's pray for the city of Charlotte because this has been a lot going on with a lot of senseless shooting and deaths, and it's probably happening in other cities. But I even had two young men come to my church today. One of them rejoined the church, and I think another one was a family member that they were out at events out eating in different places and got shot because of different, I don't know, one was the altercations and one just, I guess, an innocent bystander. But it's just been, we had a little girl got killed recently, and several people that I know, they knew the family personally because some teenagers senselessly were shooting in these people's house, and they still, I don't think they have a reason why these teenagers from different high schools in Charlotte, but now these children's life have been, are one child been killed, but now these teenagers' lives have been destroyed because now they're having to go to jail for murder. But just praying for all this senseless shooting that's kind of been going on in Charlotte. So praying for our city. And even also prayer for those who have contracted COVID but kind of going back to life as it is. It's almost like you went through a storm, but then now you're going right back to, okay, I came through it. Now I'm just going to live my life. So just praying for people's mindset as well.
Okay. You ready for me to pray, Minister BJ?
Oh, yes. You said you. That was the last one, so you go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. I'm just going to pray them off as I wrote them down in the name of Jesus. Father, you said that we are boldly to come before your throne, and we come before your throne boldly today, Father God. We come before your throne humble but boldly, believing that you hear our prayers, not only did you hear our prayers, but that you answer our prayers, Father God. There's a lot going on, a whole lot going on.
Yes,
and Father
yes.
God, I'm just going to call these things, these names out before you, these people out before you, the prayer requests out before you. You know what they are. You know who they are. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray, Lord God. First one was Kamalita. We want to pray for her family. She says she's transitioning in careers, and she want to be led of you. She says she believes in her heart this is what you would have her to do. She needs to rest upon it, Father God. She wants prayer for her family. She wants directions for her daughter as she decides her careers after high school. That one impressed me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because we need to pray concerning our young people, because there's so many things out there, so many avenues, so many hands reaching, so many things coming at them that they need direction. All they want, all they know is that they just want, not knowing what they want totally or how they want to go about getting it. So, Father God, we pray directions for the daughter and making her decision about college and what career to go in. I pray for Kamalita's rest and peace of mind, Lord God. And I pray for her husband, Lord God. I pray for the strength of the family, Lord God. Hallelujah. The old saying, say a family that prays together stays together, Father God. We rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke and bind stress, hallelujah, and confusion, Father God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we call this family whole in you. Whole in you, whole in their relationship, whole in their spiritual walk, whole in their finances, whole in their social life, whole in their physical bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for Mother McCormick's sister who has dementia. First, we want to give you praise for all the healing that has taken place within that family and that sister, Lord God. We thank you because you are the God that heals us. And dementia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. She says she's believing you to heal her sister of dementia. Hallelujah. So we touch and agree with her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Alice, there was another sister said her sister Alice had COPD, Father God. I know very little about COPD, but you know all about it. You can heal. You can heal. You can fix whatever's going on with that heart, Lord God. You can give her the ability to breathe well, Father God. You can clear it all up, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we pray against COPD, Father God. We pray for Pastor Burden. We pray for Deacon Burden. And we pray for Kay, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray deliverance for Pastor Burton, Lord, Deacon Burton, Father God. And I pray Pastor Burton's strength and complete healing for her and whatever is going on with Kay, Father, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Bird, we pray for Pastor Bird. We continue to pray her strength in you, Lord God. We pray for her physical strength, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray sweet, sweet rest for her, Lord God. And we pray for her sister, Lord God. She's been through so much. But when she bounced back, she bound back a warrior. She come through wanting to praise your name and lift you up, Lord God. Keep her, Lord God. None of these people that I'm praying for will leave this earth prematurely, Lord God. And we pray for Pastor Sims and her family, Father God. We pray against cancer in her family, Lord God. We pray that you continue to strengthen Mother Sims. I call her Mother Sims, hallelujah, because I love her like that. We pray for concerning her kidney problems, Father. And we pray that with that scale that she would not let that determine who you are in her life. That's just a circumstance. And circumstances does not determine you, but you determine circumstances. So that scale can say what it wants to say, just like she said. And I'm glad she found peace in that, Father God. We continue to pray for the city of Charlotte. There is a spirit of lawlessness. The Bible talks about lawlessness in the last days, where nobody want to follow the laws. There's a murderous spirit going through the land. We come against it. We pray for our young people. We come against COVID, Father God. And hallelujah, we don't know why it is, but we know that it is. And Father God, out of all the prayers that we are praying, I pray for a spirit of obedience, that we do our part, Lord God, because there's a part that we play in it also, that we're obedient to your word, that we trust you, and realize that healing is a process, and we must be obedient unto your word. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and I call these prayers answered in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Yes.
Yeah. God, bless the Lord. We're going to ask Pastor Burton and Pastor Bird, Pastor Bird, if she's still on the phone, those two, and then anyone else can follow after for any comments or remarks for about the night, because I know there are some that want to share what the Lord has blessed and touched their heart. So, but these two women of God, because I know they have to leave the line probably afterwards, but also give honor where honor is due. So the apostle and then Pastor, the prophet, Pastor Bird.
We bless the Lord tonight. Pastor, I enjoyed you tremendously. I thank God for what he's put in you, and I thank God for what he delivered out of you tonight. Truly, we got to trust God when we can't trace him. Truly, we got to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. And you put all the word out there tonight. You might have thought that, well, I'm going from one to the other, but it all came together. And what we got out of it is no matter what we go through, we still got to trust the Lord. I'm standing on his word. I thank God for you, God, because his word is all we have right now. And I believe some things happen that we can look to the Lord instead of look to ourselves and to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep on preaching what the Lord have given you. I encourage you to continue to teach and to preach as much as you can and let God use you for his glory. I enjoyed the word tonight, especially when you talk about the lion creeping around and as a roaring lion and hiding in the bushes and how he can get you in his teeth and try to tear you up. But when you're standing on God's word, he can't tear you up. Ah, woo, Jesus. He can't tear you up and he can't tear your piece to pieces. So
amen.
I thank the Lord we're still in one piece. Glory to God.
Amen.
And let me tell y'all this. My husband went in the wheelchair in the church today, but he walked out on the cane.
Oh,
and walked down the stairs. So to God be the glory. Y'all, I thank God for all of your prayers.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor, I know you've been praying. I know you've been praying.
I have.
So I thank God for you. And I'm looking to see your face. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you. I appreciate
ma'am.
You.
I love you too.
Bless God.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. I give him praise.
Yes, Lord.
I just honor God because God is so faithful. And Pastor Betty, I was to get all of the message. Came from church and was just tired, just been tired. But I thank God for you in that word that we are living in the last days. But God is still God, and he's still in charge. And he's still working through his church and through his body. So
yes,
we just stand in the midst of everything else that's going on. The word that I caught was rich, and it was much needed for this time. And everything you were saying, my God, after church, during church, we actually had Mary on duo. So she was looking at us. And this is just a miracle because the doctor came in last week wanting a DNR. And today she's sitting up in bed. They've taken out all of the oxygen. She's breathing
Glory
on her own.
Glory
and
Jesus.
She's up in the bed winking at us.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
bless
Jesus.
The Lord.
While we're having church.
Thank you, Lord.
And we, at the end, we all got together and we began to pray for her. And pray for, and she's sitting as we can look at her. She's listening to prayers and praise and God. And all of a sudden, she just drifted under the Spirit of the Lord and just closed her eyes and went to sleep. So she is a miracle. And God
Amen.
Has great things for her to do. So I thank each of you for standing in the gap and praying without ceasing.
Amen.
So we had about a 45-minute prayer, just praying for her today after church. And I, you know, sometimes doors close because God want them closed.
Amen.
And I'm going with my it's not necessary for her, but she's going to have a testimony when she get out of there. But Sister Betty, it was just like you was, everything that you was saying was what God was saying to me. So I've decided I'm going to buy this place. Every door that I've gone to have closed in my face. I am so wore out and so tired. And I mean, when things just happen, because I have to have a first floor apartment. And I have been from here to Duncan and Spartanburg, everywhere, and I can't find one. And whenever they find one for me, when I go back, they've given it to somebody else. Hey, God, I'm supposed to stay here. You make it happen where I'm just going to buy the place that I'm in.
Oh,
so,
glory. My Lord, my God.
Yes,
Lord.
It's a mess in here because I done emptied cabinets, emptied everything, boxes in here. But I come to that conclusion, it's just like I'm hitting up a door and they just slamming in my face. So be in prayer for me. All will go well when I go and get out.
Yes, it is already.
So I don't have to go by myself.
That's right.
And you just pray for my strength. But, yeah, because I've been in bed at 8:30 every night. That's how wore out I am. From
my Lord.
All of that stuff because I'm not used to all of that, but I just thank God for you. Thank God for y'all praying for me and holding us up. I tell you, we split as a family, and God is doing these things. So I give praise and thank God for it.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for that and the testimony about how you sound from the way you came on the phone and renewed strength. Glory to God. The voice is different and everything. What my
Amen.
God would do. Bless his sweet, but his spirit is with him. Hallelujah. Go on. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm going to slide in real quick because that's my godmama. And I tell you, that obviously I'm going to call you tonight, but I just thank God I heard the difference. But I claim it and I decree that house is yours because I felt like I said, God, it does hurt. God, Lord, you're going to break the price. And so I know she don't want to buy another home, but if she ain't got to worry about nobody else but that's hers, let it be so. So I'm going to believe God with you that that's yours right there. I know how you enjoy being on that back porch. I know how you just enjoy that space. And I'm just going to believe God with you that that is yours. And the price is going to be right.
Amen.
You ain't going you gonna pay less than what you expect to pay. Because God's so good.
Praise God.
All right.
Amen.
Now, but I just want to say to God be the glory to my auntie, but my pastor, and giving her honor. And first of all, giving honor to all the pastors and Pastor Hubbard and Pastor Burton, Pastor Bird, everyone on the line. But Pastor Betty, I was like, I was in pain all day. And I pressed the church. I couldn't stand like I wanted to in church, but I pressed. I came home. I said, you know, kind of felt a little down. I was supposed to go to a sorority event, but where it was, I said, God, that's not made for me today. And I tried to rest, and I, you know, set my alarm clock, and I kept snoozing because I'm not sleeping well at night, so I kept going back to sleep. Make a long story short, I came in right where I know God wanted. I needed to hear the word, the rest of the word about that, about how, you know, we may bend, but if we trust God, we won't break. And I just thank God I needed to hear that because it's like you even said something to Pastor Bird. It seems like you go up, you come down, you go up, you come down. And I look over my life.
Glory.
It's up, down, up, down, up, down. Even just as I know God set us up for this house, we went through so, has still going through some things behind the scenes, but so much, everything happened within 20-something days for us to get this house. And even people who go through house fires, it don't move that quickly. But God divinely put us, but he's been trying to attack the home, you know, things behind the scenes. But we still been standing. We still been trusting God. And just even with this thing that I went through my class, in 30 days, I trusted God. I went to class. I stood up every day in class, did what I needed to do. I passed the first part of my test on Thursday. I even had an interview on Friday, but I believe that I got the job. So I know that, you know, even though he's trying to bend me and keep on, like, trying to find ways to, you know, like I said, I've been having, like, literally you made some comment about bringing up old, like you said, about the, like, stuff that I know I ain't thought about, I don't know when, just starting to come up in my dreams and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But I know lately it seems like even in the middle of that, God will bring up a song. I couldn't even have the strength to pray, but it bring up a song, and I'll sing in the middle of, like, in my sleep or trying to go back to sleep, and God would just bless a song to come up a little bit, and I'll sing it so I can go back to sleep. So I just thank God for your word that you were saying about just we can't let the enemy fight us to the point that we break or, you know, the bending process. But even you were saying as we can't look at what the world looks at, because, like, people keep commenting to me, oh, you need to stay at the bank. You've been there for a long time. It's not about that. I'm not even about money right now. I want to be happy. I want to be doing something that I feel like is going to change the world, change my life, affect people. So I was like, God, I know I can't look at this world. I can't look at dollars. I'm looking at what you have, a purpose for why you have me going in this direction in my 40s. And, you know, just everything that you said, it was just so many things that you said, and also how you said that we have to remember who we are and just trust in him. And God did not give us a spirit of fear. And that's something I'm praying and working on all this time, because I know the enemy tries to attack me to, like, oh, should you do? Why are you whatever? But I'm just this time, and it feels different. I'm standing on that, no matter what everything else looked like. God, I trust you that this is where you are directing me, and I know it's going to work out. Everything's going to line up with your word. And so it's just so many things that you said that I know when I came on the line, it was timely, that trusting God. You may bend, but you won't break if you hold on to his word. And don't look at what man may see. You know what God, and even your testimony about you and your feet with the heels. I be talking about that all the time. I've never been a heel wearer, but I see, like, the women of God and the places that I know God's going to take me, that I want to be grown and wear a little bit of heel there, even if it's 2 inches. And I believe in God. He's going to bless it. Well, I'm going to be able to wear my heels. I'm going to be able to get cute. I'm going to be able to put on some cute suits. That really wasn't my thing, but lately the church that I go to, these women be here sharp. My pastor's 70-something years old, and she don't miss a beat. You hear me? Any given day. So I'm going to believe with you that you're going to get back in your good heels. I'm going to believe God, I'm going to give me my little baby heels. So at the end of the day, I just thank God for the word. I wanted to hear you tonight. I always love when you preach. And I just even concur with Pastor Betty, with you, Pastor Bird, that I know you for a long time. And I know this ain't nothing but a trick to hear. Sometimes I have heard you lately that you have been exhausted and tired. And I know you have been the one to pray and push and get and encourage us. You got this. So I'm encouraging you tonight as your goddaughter that no matter what the storms look like, no matter where he's trying to fight you on every side and every place, God has purpose still for your life at 75. You beautifully and wonderfully made, and God's got great things in store. So you keep on just pressing and pursuing, and you continue to say, no matter what, you thought you could take me here with cancer, you thought you was going to fight me here with this move, you thought you was going to fight me here because of my sister, but God, yet will I trust you, yet will I walk through this storm. And I just believe, God, that y'all done stirred my spirit up tonight, because I know how I felt today. So I thank God for the press that I was going to get online tonight to hear the word, and I thank God for the woman of God for allowing always this Pastor Hubbard to have the ministry word and the season and time, that it always comes timely. When I may not get on here every week, may not get here every month, but the times I get on, I know whoever gets on the line is for that person who gets on it that season. And I thank you.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor. I just want to
I want to
let you know when you finish your word, what you said?
I said, go ahead, praise God.
Okay. When this word, let me stand up and praise the Lord. When you finished, it was well said. It came full circle. It made complete sense. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I don't want to go over everything because it was just so much awesome word in there that just encourages me to just stand up for God, stand up for Jesus. And I love all the stories you tell. I love the ones with the bird and Jesus. That's forever going to stay in my mind, with the bird and the mother bird and protecting her birds, and also the realtor landlord. I just love that. I've never heard anybody break that down like that. I will forever remember that. And I love all the specifics you give about how the enemy tries to attack us. I see it in each and every one of the lists that you made of the specific ways that the enemy come at us. So I just want to thank God for you and just ask him to continue to bless you and use you. I pray his rejuvenation over you and just pour back into
you
everything you have poured out to us. So I just love you, and I thank you so much for this word and this encouragement tonight. I will stand on the in Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. I love you too, Janet.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathy. I want to first give honor to all the pastors, these giant women of the faith that I'm listening to tonight. Hello, good evening. And, Pastor, I have one word. As I was listening to everyone talk, even with their prayer request, with your prayer, I have one word that keeps coming to me as a result of what you poured out tonight, is that you have, through the Holy Spirit, equipped us. God knows exactly what we need and when we need it. And I heard you say before that you didn't have a specific, you know, word or title or outline. You had some things that you jotted down. But I'm always amazed at the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the God that's in you, and how he did flow through you tonight. And he gave everybody on this line exactly what they needed and when they needed it. Everybody may be going through something a little different. You know, I myself going through something a little different, but he met the need through your word tonight, and I'm so appreciative of it, and I feel equipped. I thank him for giving us daily, weekly instructions, you know, to continue to move on, to continue to fight, to continue to go on this journey. And that's what he did for us tonight. And now, as you prayed earlier, we just have to be obedient and walk the walk, you know. Not
Amen.
Just talk the talk, but to walk the walk. It's easy to say things with our mouths, but to actually live it out, you gave us an outline tonight. And I'm so grateful for it, and I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for the Holy Spirit that just flowed and moved on tonight. Thank you. Thank you,
God. To God be the glory.
Thank God. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Any other remarks we can hang up? Praise the Lord. Before we give Pastor's remarks, I want you to, a couple more have time to share if you desire to, so I want you to go ahead and share it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise for Pastor Pugh. Outstanding. The young lady who just spoke did an excellent comment of how you gave really excellent instruction, and now all we have to do is apply it. One of the things that, and I wrote down a whole lot, but I love, praise God, hallelujah, trusting God, standing on, you said stand up for Jesus and trust in God, trust in his word, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole bottom line, and you gave us some information about what the enemy wants to do. And I had already wrote down, well, if the enemy can get you to doubt what God says, you're going to miss out on what you stand in need of, because you can't receive from God if you're in doubt. So, yes,
Amen.
That's one of the biggest things, and the enemy is he's bringing distractions on every level, and you've got to know when his head pops up, you've got to begin to rebuke him and say, get out in Jesus' name, praise God. So you said the enemy wants us to doubt. You better not allow him to put doubt in your heart. And you said He wants you to live in fear. The devil is a liar because the word of God tells us God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Uh-huh.
If you're in fear, you certainly can't be walking by faith. And the just shall live by faith, glory be to God, according to his word. And then I wrote down, you said, the enemy wants us to fail. Well, praise God, Jesus has already gotten the victory for us. Glory be to God. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, look, I'm in a twix between the two, whether to stay here and be which is needful or whether to depart and be with Christ,
so
which
on,
is far
right.
better, glory be to God. So we're already more than conquerors, more than victorious. Regardless of what you see, you better be standing on the promises of God. You better be trusting
mm-hmm.
God. There ain't no time to doubt. It ain't, yep, you, if you were walking down the road, I love your examples, Pastor Pugh, praise God. But if you was walking down a path and all of a sudden you saw a snake, you're going to jump up for a minute. Hello.
mm-hmm.
But then
That's
you
right.
will recover, glory be to God, because you're reminded that God has given us authority over that enemy
mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus. So I
mm-hmm.
love everything. Praise God. You put everything in its right place, and that's the smoothness of the Holy Spirit, praise God. So everything that you brought, came, I believe it came from him, and it was an excellent message. God bless you, continue to keep you, and I encourage my sisters and brother in Christ, whoever's on the line, to continue to stand on the word of God. Trust God. Hallelujah. And in this, in times like these, somebody needs to stand up for Jesus. And if nobody else should, we as the members of the body of Christ should be standing for Christ. I love you. God bless you. Thank you for all
God
that you've brought about
God
tonight
bless.
In Jesus' name. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless
Praise
you.
The Lord, Pastor Pugh. Thank God for using you tonight mightily, because people
My
need
God.
To hear that and believe it. Stand for Jesus and trust God. Wouldn't be so much chaos in the world today if the body of Christ would stand. So I enjoy every inch of the word that God gave you tonight. Every inch, baby. That was good food.
Thank you, Mother.
I enjoyed it. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God be the glory.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I thank you tonight for the word of God. I thank you for prayer for my sister and for other ones. I thank God for each and every one that was speaking on tonight. But I thank God most of all for your word, because I was like laying around here all day long and coming back from my hometown, and I was just laying around and I had a headache coming back from my hometown. And I noticed that, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say, I noticed that my sister, when I was there, she kept holding her head down. But, you know, when they got to mention, I don't know, do they know if they're hurting or what. But anyway, she kept holding her head down. And I asked her, I said, your head hurt? And she said, no. But I noticed that when I got back home, I had this throbbing headache, you know. And I began to think and talk to the Lord. And I said, God, I said, I hardly have a headache. And I said, now, I know this is not my headache. I said, so devil, mm-hmm. it's a lie. You're going to get up off of me in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I said, this is not me. This is not my headache. You going back to the pit. So I just had been laying around all day because I was just, like, tired and wore out. Like, but when you brought forth that word in the name of Jesus, that spirit, I mean, of the Lord, I mean, it just lifts me up. Lift me up.
Bless
and I
God.
Said, God, thank you. I just thank you for that word. And most of all, what I want to say that I enjoy what you were saying was we need to stay focused. And that's what we have to do. We need to stay focused in these last and even days. And I didn't even tell you this, but I also asked you where you were praying. Will you pray before you get off the phone tonight? I have two nieces, and they battle back and forth all the time about something down there where I live, where I just come from yesterday, and I'm just tired of it. So I made up my mind. I said, I'm not getting in that mess. I got it before, and I said, Lord, I turned a deaf ear to it. I said, because I'm not listening at that mess no more. It's not going to get in my spirit. I said, I'm going to keep my peace in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm just asking you, Pastor Q, if you would just pray for those two daughters, those two sisters, and that they would get their act together because they have a mother, and their mother's here. So many people don't have a mother. They got a mother that's here. They need to take care of their mother. They need to stop bickering about what's going on with both of them. So I just ask you to pray for them. And I do enjoy that word. I really did. I enjoyed it. And you lift my spirit up. And Sister Kamalee was talking about, and y'all were talking about Pastor Bird. I did. I know she was, I love her. I love y'all. But I know she did feel down. But when you started praying and started preaching that word, she did come up. And I know there was a
difference.
I heard a difference in her voice myself. So, like I said, I touch and agree with you that house is yours. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. So I pray for you.
Well, Mother McCormick, I'm going to tell you, pray for you. Your nieces, they're just who they are. We're gonna speak peace over their mother because they don't need to be bickering. But I'm going to pray for you because you're allowing it to affect your spirit. These are grown women. So I pray that you do turn deaf ear and only hear what God have you to hear concerning them and only speak what God have you to say to them, that you don't get involved.
Right.
We can't fight everybody. All we can do is intercede on their behalf, and it's still up to them to receive what we're praying to God about. Because God is not going to put himself on them either. But I do speak peace to the household because of the mother. I do pray that they see to them. I pray peace between the two sisters. And whatever that ingrown, that deep inside, like an ingrown toenail that's irritating the both of them so much that it comes to the surface.
Yeah.
I pray for their salvation.
Amen.
I pray for their salvation. I pray that they come to know God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. I pray that they really become to know his son in Jesus' name. But I pray your peace of mind.
Thank you.
Because if you get caught up in what somebody else is doing, God can't use you the way that he wants to use you and the way that you're used to him using you.
Okay. Thank you. I receive
you
that.
Prayer work. You
Thank
need to
you.
Keep your waves open, your brain waves, your spiritual waves. I'm talking about W-A-V-E-S, like airways. You need to leave that open so you can hear what the Spirit of God is saying, so you can listen to directions and instructions. So when it comes to grown people, we pray God's will in their lives, but you can't make them stop. Only God can intervene. And even when he intervenes, they have to be obedient. Still to him, they still have to come subject to his spirit.
Amen. Thank you.
So we're gonna speak peace in that household. We're gonna pray that they hear the voice of God. They turn unto God. And he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man should hear me and open the door unto me, I will come unto them." I pray that they hear him knocking. Because
Amen.
See, you not started asking for prayer for them. You've been praying concerning them.
Amen.
It's still going through the same ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We are praying protection over your sister. We pray that God keeps her in a perfect peace, and I continue to pray a perfect peace over you concerning them in Jesus' name. I don't know whether that's a prayer you want it, but that's prayer you got.
I receive it. I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Bless God.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Let me tell you something. God does not force himself on anybody. You know what? God chose us, but it was for us to come to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
I take away. Even in the garden with Adam and Eve, he told you can eat of every tree but this one.
Mm-hmm.
They were in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
He could have said, "I put this tree in here to tempt them," but he did not. Even back then, he did not take away their permissibility.
No.
So he took away ours.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
I receive.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Pugh. I just thank God and praise God for the word that I heard tonight. I didn't hear all of it, but I thank and praise God because it really blessed me tonight. Hallelujah. I thank him when you say that God has given us the power and authority. He has not given us a spirit of fear, by the spirit of live power and a sound mind. And we got to stand on the word of God and trust God and trust his word. So I just thank you for that awesome word that word really blessed my spirit, man. I thank you, and I just thank you for letting God use you the way he used you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, oh sweet, my sweet Brenda. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Betty. This was just a great and a mighty blessing, and all I heard was trust, 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 trust in every turn, trust. And I've been wearing out Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, because that's the only way we're going to win, is that we believe and trust in his word, and you rightly divided that word. God bless you. I appreciate you so much.
God bless you, Father. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you. I love you also.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I just thank God for the word, because it just lifted me right on up. I was feeling kind of down. But, God, I thank you for the word, because I do. We do. We have to look to the hills, which cometh our help. And I know all my help cometh from the Lord. And I see God just moving. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I have a testimony. They have been praying. Pastor PJ and them have been praying for my sister and her husband and her daughter. They had COVID. I want to tell you tonight, they don't have COVID anymore. Thank you, Jesus. And not one of them had to go into the hospital. God, I give you the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I look to the hills. Yeah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And don't look what man says, but I'm looking to you, Jesus. I heard you tonight, Pastor. I heard you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like. I believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God fed me just what I needed. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, thank you. Thank you. A powerful word. Powerful. Good food for our souls. Yes, Lord. And I eat it. I digest it. Yes, I do. Yay, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pray my strength in the Lord, y'all. I just wanted to give God his glory, because the anointing just fell on the top of my head. Yay. Thank you, Bosha. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Pray my strength
Hallelujah.
In the Lord.
May God continue to bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. What a wonderful night tonight with the prayer. Praise God. You already know my spirit was exploding. I'm not going to go any further than everything been covered already. All we need to do now is hear what the speaker, the woman of God, had to say in her remarks. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Power
God
is
all
believing and thanking God. Exceptionally, oh, God, just more than I even asked of him and believe that it was me. So I praise God for you and continue to let God use you. All right, your remarks now, Pastor Betty.
I give God all the honor. I give God all the glory. And I thank you all for your comments. They uplifted me. I could feel the anointing from the last lady as she spoke. I could hear Pastor Bird be lifting up. I heard everybody that came on here, and I give God all the glory. You encouraged me with the comments. Who that was on here from Warriors of Truth, because I didn't give everybody the number, but the ones that I did, they came on. I thank you for being there, always supporting me, always holding me up before the Lord. I thank God, Minister BJ, I thank God for you and what you're doing. It says that we are to be vigilant and sober, that we are to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. You are abiding in his work. And I thank God for you. And you know what? I am gaining strength from this. When I can remember to come on the prayer line on Monday night, I enjoy it. Now, I can't always be on after 7 because I go to bed with the chickens, but I give God the glory for what he's doing in your life and what you're doing for others. This is ministry.
Praise God.
Amen. I thank God. All the prayer requests, I wrote them down, and I will put them before the Lord again. Hallelujah. He wants us to trust him, because it's going to come to a place we're going to be like the Israelites out in the wilderness. All we got now is him. Truly going to come a time We're going to have to look into the hills from which cometh our help. Now, you know, we can run to the store. There are some things that we can do on our own. But the time is now, N-I-G-H, that it's near, where all we want, all we need is going to have to come directly from him, where we got to seek him. That's why he's telling us now to trust him. Trust him.
Yes.
Trust him. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. God bless you. Father God, we give you all the honor and the glory tonight. We thank you that you heard us. I thank you, Holy Spirit, from pouring in me and pouring out of me, because I truly didn't know which way this was going to go. I got a lot of notes. I did a lot of writing, but you brought it out. Not in the order that I put it in, but you brought it out.
My Lord.
And I thank you for a spirit. I thank you for a humble spirit. Hallelujah. And I thank you for everybody that was on this line. I ask that you meet their every need, Father God. I thank you for a blood covering over them, that they don't have to deal with COVID. Hallelujah. That they don't even have to deal with coming into contact. I pray for their family members, Lord God. Everybody that's on this prayer list, Lord God, every concern. And we thank you for Pastor Bird forever home.
Amen.
We thank you for Sister coming home. We bless your name,
Amen.
That deep water church today. Hallelujah. We thank you that Mother McCormick, she had healing in her family.
Amen.
Now, did Rich this process, but if she know who God is, even in that, God got her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We pray for Sister Alice. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For Carmelita and her cries out to the Lord for her family, Father God. We continue to pray for Mother Sims, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for this lawless country that we live in. It's just not in Charlotte. Where, but these are the signs of the time. Let us not take for granted and watch. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm done, Pastor.
Wonderfully put, praise the Lord. There's nothing else to be said but to bless the Lord. And also let you know that fourth Sunday now we have Pastor Pastor Prophet Mitchell out of Tulsa, Oklahoma on the fourth Sunday. And on Monday night, glory to God, that will be Brother Black for his 15 minutes. And Mother Alexander, her 15 minutes for the Monday night on, we will still continue to have prayer, but that's just something God gave me for these 2 months. But praise the Lord, I thank God so thoroughly, blessed by the word. There's nothing else to say but God, we give you glory, praise, and honor. Just want to celebrate Jesus and thank God, glory to God, for him doing exceedingly abundantly above, more than we can think or ask, even delivering that word and that message. I pray continued blessings and God continue to bless you with overflowing of his anointing in you as you yield and avail yourself to his service. Praise God and that ministry. We bless God. I praise God for the pastor, apostle on the phone. Glory to God, everybody, and all the remarks, all the prayer warriors that are so faithful all the time. So we bless God. I'm surprised Brother Black didn't say anything. He must have to step off the line because he did not remark tonight, and I know he usually do, but I know he was there, so I don't know if he had to step off the line. But praise God, whatever he did here, we'll probably be hearing about it tomorrow. Bless the Lord. I love you all. Praise God. And look forward to someone else.
God bless each of
you. Go ahead. Love
you,
Pastor. Praise the Lord. And we pray, glory to God, God's bless and salon, salon, angels be in camp. And we bind up all untimely death, sickness, disease, chaos, confusion, whatever. We just speak blessings. We bind him, stand up on everything. But we bless God for all of you. And continue to be blessed and encouraged. And blessings, glory to God, overshadow you. Amen. Shalom, shalom. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. There's nobody to
thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
His praise. You shall continually be in my mind. Hallelujah.
You.
Excuse me. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth.